second bear was shot on the Chilkoot Trail, and plans fizzle for the 4th of July fireworks in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. A second black bear was shot Sunday on the Chilkoot Trail outside of Skagway. The week before, a Bruin thought to be the culprit of a smash and grab at a food storage cabin along the path was destroyed by Parks Canada officials. After the cook shack was broken into, hikers were evacuated from the trail until the bears were dealt with. The trail has since reopened, but backpackers are warned to use extreme caution in the area. On June 20th, a black bear broke into a makeshift cabin and food cache on the trail near Lindeman Camp. The camp is about 25 miles into the 33-mile trek from Dyea to Bennett Lake in British Columbia. A few days later, a bear was shot by Canadian wildlife officials, but a second bear was seen in the area exhibiting similar worrisome behavior. A few days after that, a second bear was dispatched. Parks Canada said they made the decision to put the second bear down after observing its behavior and consulting with experts. Canadian officials did not want to be recorded for this story, but said the bears posed a threat to hikers' safety. Members of the Parks Canada Bear Management Team remain on site. Between the incident at the cook shack on June 20th and June 26th, when the first bear was killed, part of the trail was closed and hikers were turned around back to Skagway. Parks Canada said in an email response to KHNS that the necropsy results from the first bear showed no evidence of food from the cabin in its digestive system. But they said further tests and evaluation will determine if bite marks and paw prints at the cabin are connected to that bear. They added that evidence from the scene matches physical measurements of the two bears that were destroyed, indicating that both bears entered the patrol cabin at Lindeman. The decision to shoot two bears didn't come lightly, the email read, but in the end it was considered the appropriate management action to ensure visitor safety. This episode is a first on the modern-day Chilkoot Trail. Restrictions are still in place on the trail. Hikers must travel in groups of at least four, carry at least one can of bear spray, and dogs are not allowed. Camping has opened up at Bear Loon, but the Lindeman Camp remains closed as a precautionary measure. Parks Canada said bears habituated to human food can result in dangerous human-wildlife conflict. There has been no bear activity in the area for more than 3 days now, but Canadian bear experts are still monitoring the site 24 hours a day with wildlife cameras and sand traps set to capture paw prints. Parks Canada said, quote, "When bears and other wildlife become comfortable around people and public spaces, it can become a risk to humans and themselves," end quote. Plans for 4th of July fireworks in Haines have fizzled. The borough decided not to put on the fireworks show due to a lack of a licensed pyrotechnician. Some sections of public beaches will be open to residents to set off their own fireworks, but the big show that lit up the sky in the past won't be repeated next week. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Borough Manager Bill Seward says the bottom line is this: Haines is unable to meet the regulatory requirements to have a fireworks display this year.
Our borough code, in addition, to OSHA and things of that sort, require a licensed pyrotechnic technician to facilitate the show, and we were unable to meet those regulatory requirements.
Code prohibits anyone besides a licensed pyrotechnician to discharge fireworks within 250 feet of borough port facilities. In the past, Haines pyrotechnician Philip Wild put on a display at Portage Cove. But tourism director Leslie Ross says Wild decided not to renew his license, and the borough doesn't know of any other local licensed pyrotechnicians to turn to. Ross says the borough was in a similar situation a few years ago.
That was one of the first things I had to do was cancel the fireworks, which is a heartbreaking decision to make, but it was going to be about $10,000 to bring a licensed pyrotechnic down from Anchorage.
But that doesn't mean the skies will be dark. The borough is giving permission for residents to light off fireworks on Portage Cove Beach on the north side of the cruise ship dock, at the gravel parking lot at Picture Point, and the gravel pull-down area on the beach of Picture Point. A map of the permitted areas is posted with this story at khns.org. Ross says the 4th of July fanfare won't be the same, but it will be something.
I mean, Phil Wild is talented at what he does, and he knows how to put on a show that's, you know, that builds up and then has the big crescendo at the end. So we won't have that unless somebody's out there doing something like that. But the year that we canceled it, there was still a lot going on, and it was really fun and festive. Families are down on the beach, and you can sit and watch them.
Now Ross and Seward say they want to come up with a plan to avoid this situation in years to come.
We're hoping to take all the lessons learned and proceed forward with something that folks can enjoy. But next year, we're hoping to partner with Skagway in obtaining a licensed pyrotechnic technician to do our 4th of July celebration for us.
Yeah, I think that we would definitely be interested in at least engaging in the conversation.
Cody Jennings is Skagway's tourism director. She says the gateway to the Klondike has been without a big Independence Day fireworks show for a few years now. She says splitting the cost of bringing a pyrotechnician to the Upper Lynn Canal sounds like a good idea. He or she could set off fireworks in Skagway on July 3rd and Haines July 4th.
Well, I think that the fireworks was something that was just a welcome part of our 4th of July festivities. And I know a lot of our community was disappointed when they stopped, that component of our festival.
This year, both Haines and Skagway may see smaller fireworks explode in the sky. But with collaboration possible next year, a big spectacle may be on the horizon. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Earlier this month, part of the Porcupine Road sloughed off into the Klehini River. At that time, a few weeks ago, the borough ordered emergency repairs on the section that washed away. But the incident has begged a bigger question. Should the borough continue to maintain the road? There are a lot of stakeholders that use the Porcupine Road. The gravel route branches off the Haines Highway about 25 miles from town. Users include mining and exploration operations, loggers, hunters, berry pickers, hikers, and bikers. Earlier this month, when part of the road washed away, about 3 miles from the Klehini River Bridge, the borough fixed it, but they've posted a warning. The notice says that the road could be subject to spontaneous closures if it starts eroding again. Brad Ryan is the director of public facilities for the Haines Borough. He said the road is currently in good shape.
It's actually in better shape than it's been in a long time. But we also know that there's one section about 500 yards downstream of what we just repaired where if the river comes up and decides to start eroding that away, it potentially could do the same thing it did earlier.
The issue was broached at this week's assembly meeting when Manager Bill Seward questioned how much the borough should invest in the road's upkeep.
You know, it may end up becoming before you guys whether or not we want to continue to maintain that road. It doesn't have a whole lot of return on investment right now. So it's possible that the stakeholders could become involved. We're just going to wait and see.
Darcy Colbeck works for one of those stakeholders. Constantine Metal Resources houses its seasonal base camp near the end of the road.
We're certainly cognizant that the road had been washed down a bit and that money had been spent on it. And over the years, that's happened a few times. And we've always been working with the borough to contribute funds and in-kind work to clear ditches and clear trees and stuff. So we've kind of been contributing, as have a lot of the other users out here.
Facilities Director Ryan says if the road were to wash out and become impassable, it's probably not something that would happen all at once. There would be a little warning.
Even when we felt like it was an emergency fix, you could still drive around it. The real reason for the emergency fix was that the road, if you came around it, especially at night, and weren't aware of it at that point, could have easily just went right in the river.
There is a way around the eroding spot, but it's up and over Sunshine Mountain on a rougher, winding path. That might be okay for ATVs and pickup trucks, but some of the bigger fuel and logging trucks might not be able to maneuver the alternate path. Updates on the condition of the road and closures will be posted on the borough's website at HainesAlaska.gov. If you love hearing your local news as much as we love sharing it with you, Call in your pledge now at 766-2020 or 983-2853. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for supporting community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. You can listen to and read local news stories anytime on our website at khns.org.